Everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. I'm out having a bit of a walk this morning and I'm thinking about one of the gifts that my daughter gave me. Not a physical gift, this is an intellectual gift. And so I'm going to call today, What's in it for them? Now, my dear daughter Liv, who's no longer here with us, she was one of the most kind, spirited people that I've ever met. Like, just such a warm, loving, caring person. She cared about everybody else. And the horrible part of her being bullied is the fact that she was different, but she was so warm and loving, and yet these bullies treated her like she was the scum of the earth kind of thing. And it's heartbreaking on so many different levels. But one of the things that I think, you said in babies, right? So it's obviously just ingrained in what we are as humans when we're born. Babies don't want to share, right? You see, you watch them playing with each other, and I'm talking generally, but you watch a group of babies play, and if they've got a toy, they don't want to share it with somebody. So they snatch, they cry, all that kind of stuff. And it's like, wow. So obviously that early age, you can see that we're materialistic and we're just wanting things for ourselves and not wanting to share. And I think that depending on your upbringing and that kind of stuff, I think we all tend to go through a phase of life where we're just accumulating stuff, whether it's accumulating wealth, accumulating assets, accumulating toys, as it were, and then just the toys get more and more expensive. And depending on, you know, what you're into, that just gets bigger and bigger and more and more. Like my dad, he was a hoarder. His dad was a hoarder and used to have like sheds and rooms just filled with stuff that it's like, why? Like, why did you buy this stuff? What purpose does it serve? But that's just different people, right? So I'm in my life at the stage that I'm in now, I am going through definitely a decluttering process through my entire house, cupboards, going through cupboards and moving things on to other people, selling some stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of junk in there too. So just gradually getting rid of that. Now, coming back to my daughter, she was always like, if there was an opportunity that she had to do something, for instance, she would always give it to her sister first. Or if there was something that she got, she would, and her sister wanted it, she would give it to her sister. And I used to say to her, Mum used to say this to her as well. It's like, no, Liv, it's yours. I know you really want it, so you need to have it. Because, you know, she didn't really ask for many things at all. And certainly as she got older, she would come from a place generally of never asking for anything. And so when she did ask for something, we pretty much said yes, because she usually didn't ask. And it's like, okay, well, if she's having the courage, if you like, and the confidence to ask for something, it's obviously really important to her. So let's reward that, because she kind of went without a lot of things. And so it reminds me of, how do you bring that into your own daily life? And certainly from, we all have customers in our life. It doesn't matter what sort of business that you're running or whether you're working for someone else. We all have some type of customer, whether it's an internal customer, an external facing customer like I have, we all have them. So it's a question of, how do we serve our customers better, rather than just what's in it for me? I like to think, well, what's in it for them? Isn't an appropriate way to be just challenging how you're conducting yourself? Because we become really complacent with what it is that we do. But if you start to think about, well, what's in it for them? Where's the great opportunity for them in all of what it is that you're doing? Then perhaps you'll get some slightly different outcomes to what you have been getting before. So for instance, an opportunity for me came up yesterday, and it's a big one. It's a really big opportunity. big for branding, big for another stepping stone in the journey of Rob Evans and kind of what's next. And as much as I could say, just take that opportunity and say, well, this is all for me, this is all for me. And this has only come through conditioning and through my coaching. I'm immediately thinking, how can I connect other people to this opportunity? Other people that are important in my life, how can I add value to the people that are adding value to me? And how can I add value, bring other people in my inner circle, if you like, to allow them to experience this great opportunity as well? Because it's a big opportunity. It's not an opportunity that comes by very often. And I would like to share that with other people. And so, of course, if I'm successful in doing that, then what does that do for that other person? They're like, oh, wow, Rob did this for me. And I do that for no other reason than it's the right thing to do. And the more great things that I can add to other people's life, then that just fills me with a sense of I'm giving back, I'm doing my bit to help other people. And trust me, when you do that, you do it consistently, just great things happen for you. They just do. And I'm not talking about manifesting here, I'm just talking about the more great things that you put out there, it's because you put out great things and you're taking more action that other things come your way as a result of that. Okay, so this opportunity that came about yesterday has only come about from a lot of hard work, a lot of meetings, a lot of conversations with various people over the last 12 months. Like a lot. And I just think that if we come from a place of thinking about, well, how can I extend this to others? What's in it for them? How can I make the experience great for the people that have provided me the opportunity? And then what do I do to include others in that opportunity as well? I just think it's a great place to be. Now, so then when it comes to my clients, I think about, all right, so what's in it for them? And so I'm training some people at the moment, and they give me feedback from time to time. They haven't been training that long with me, but they give me feedback from time to time about, yeah, well, they enjoyed the workout, they'd like to do more of this and so forth. And it's, for me, it's a constant process of just assessing, all right, normally I know with my clients that, wow, they're really loving this. I really enjoy delivering the session. I know they're getting a lot out of it. They're getting good results, etc. These people have just got me a little bit like, no, they're very low-key sort of people. And it's like, they don't know whether we've got the right mark yet in terms of getting their programs right and so forth. Because, morning. I'm just not convinced that it's not where I want it to be. Like, I want them really buzzing when they're leaving the session and excited to get back and all that kind of stuff. Now they're very consistent, and I'm sure if they didn't like it, they would stop. But I just don't get that sense, and I'm always looking for, all right, well, I want people to be wowed. And so I have to step in to this place of, well, what's in it for them? So I'm seeing them tonight, and I'm going to have a conversation with them around because we've trained for a while now to see, okay, what are the sorts of things that they're happy doing? What are they really enjoying doing? What are they not enjoying doing? How do we make the experience for them even better? Because there are certain things that I like everybody to do in terms of their strength training, for instance, and in terms of their nutrition. But it's about finding that blend that is going to, because there are many different ways to do both of those things. It's about finding that right blend that excites them and makes it easy for them, and so that they can see that they're getting results, and they can see that they're making consistent progress and that kind of stuff. So that only comes from that place of, okay, what is in it for them? Because, look, they keep coming, they keep paying, and from a client perspective, you could say, well, you know, I'm doing my thing. It's up to them whether they enjoy it or not. But no, that is not the case. We want to make sure that we're doing the best that we can to optimize somebody else's experience in dealing with us, and we're adding heaps and heaps of value to them. And like, I might have the next person that comes in the door and they're like, they're just blown away. It's like, wow. It's like, where have you been all my life? You know, you're so much more than just a trainer. People call me a life coach, which I don't really like, but anyway, they value everything that I do for them. And I was having a conversation with a lady last night, and the longest that she's been able to stick with her program in the past has been about 6 weeks, and then it dies off. She's joined a gym for like 6 months and stopped going after about 6 months. And she just asked me last night, she said, how long have I been coming now? And it's 18 months now. It'll be 2 years in September. And I said, big over 18 months. And she's like, oh, wow. And she said, this is the longest I've been able to stick to anything. And it's because she loves the experience of coming, and the conversations that we have, the coaching that I give her, the training. Even though she doesn't like feeling the pain and stuff, she enjoys the interaction and the results and the feeling that she's getting. So I think it's super important for us to remember that don't make it about you. Don't make it about what you think somebody else is going to want. There's an aspect of that, but you've got to make sure that you're constantly checking, are you giving the people what they want? That's in every part of your life too, right? It's like your relationships with your children, your intimate partner, other relationships that you have. Are you giving them what they need? So a great question to be asking your intimate partners every day. What do you need? Like right now, what do you need? What do you need? Not what do you want, what do you need right now? Maybe there's a what do you want in there somewhere, but it's like, what do you need? And then you'll find that over time that people will be very honest with you and say, well, actually, do you know what? All I need right now is for you to give me a cuddle and just listen, or you know, whatever it is. Or what I need is for you to do this piece of work for me right now, or whatever, if it's in business context. Communication is obviously a huge part of this process. So don't underestimate the power and the influence that you have in people's lives. And with that little thing that you've got called a voice, it's up to you to use it effectively so that you can understand what is in it for everybody else, what it is that you are doing on a daily basis, what's in it for them. Come from that mindset and just do that. Be conscious of it over the next few days, just to see the impact of what you're doing, what you're not doing, and what you could do differently. And I guarantee you, get it right and you will be more successful in all areas of your life, and you'll be way happier as well. So that is my thought for the day. If you want to connect with me, simple. Go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation right there. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. Love to connect with you. See you tomorrow.